Now, try to follow this. Fight to keep up, because this gets very subtle here. Are you ready?
I think so.
Good. Remember, you've asked for this explanation. You've waited for it for years. You've asked for it in layman's terms, not theological doctrines or scientific theories.
Yes, yes, I know what I've asked.
And having asked, so shall you receive. Now, to keep things simple, I'm going to use your Children of God mythological model as a basis for discussion, because it is a model with which you're very familiar, and in many ways, it is not that far off. So let's go back to how this process of self-knowing must work. There is one way I could have caused all of my spiritual children to know themselves as parts of me, and that was simply to tell them. This I did. But you see, it was not enough for spirit to simply know itself as God, or part of God, or children of God, or inheritors of the kingdom, or whatever mythology you want to use. As I've already explained, knowing something and experiencing it are two different things. Spirit longed to know itself experientially, just as I did. Conceptual awareness was not enough for you. So I devised a plan. It is the most extraordinary idea in all the universe and the most spectacular collaboration. I say collaboration because all of you are in it with me. Under the plan, you as spirit would enter the physical universe just created. This is because physicality is the only way to know experientially what you know conceptually. It is, in fact, the reason I created the physical cosmos to begin with, and the system of relativity which governs it, and all creation. Once in the physical universe, you, my spirit children, could experience what you know of yourself, but first you had to come to know the opposite. To explain this simply, you cannot know yourself as tall unless and until you become aware of short. You cannot experience the part of yourself that you call fat unless you also come to know thin. Taken to ultimate logic, you cannot experience yourself as what you are until you've encountered what you are not. This is the purpose of the theory of relativity and all physical life. It is by that which you are not that you yourself are defined. Now, in the case of the ultimate knowing, in the case of knowing yourself as the creator, you cannot experience yourself as creator unless and until you create. And you cannot create yourself until you uncreate yourself. In a sense, you have to first not be in order to be. Do you follow?
I think.
Stay with it. Of course, there's no way for you to not be who and what you are. You simply are that pure creative spirit. Have been, always, and always will be. So you did the next best thing. You caused yourself to forget who you really are. Upon entering the physical universe, you relinquished your remembrance of yourself. This allows you to choose to be who you are rather than simply wake up in the castle, so to speak. It is in the act of choosing to be, rather than simply being told that you are a part of God, that you experience yourself as being at total choice, which is what, by definition, God is. Yet, how can you have a choice about something over which there is no choice? You cannot not be my offspring, no matter how hard you try. But you can forget. You are, have always been, and will always be a divine part of the divine whole, a member of the body. That is why the act of rejoining the whole, of returning to God, is called remembrance. You actually choose to remember who you really are, or to join together with the various parts of you to experience the all of you, which is to say, the all of me. Your job on earth, therefore, is not to learn, because you already know, but to remember who you are, and to remember who everyone else is. That is why a big part of your job is to remind others, that is, to remind them, so that they can remember also. All the wonderful spiritual teachers have been doing just that, It is your sole purpose. That is to say, your soul purpose.
My God, this is so simple and so symmetrical. I mean, it all fits in. It suddenly all fits. I see now a picture I've never quite put together before.
Good. That's good. That is the purpose of this dialogue. You have asked me for answers. I have promised I would give them to you. You will render my words accessible to many people. It is part of your work. Now, you have many questions, many inquiries to make about life. We have here placed the foundation. We've laid the groundwork for other understandings. Let's go to the other questions, and don't worry. If there is something about what we've just gone through you do not understand, it'll all become clear to you soon enough.